Suck on my balls.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
What the hell was that noise? Did y'all hear that?
What?
That was the loudest, like, it might have been your fish tank or something.
Yeah.
It was so loud.
No.
No shot.
Sounds like someone was in the fish tank.
Yeah. It sounds like the mic was in the fish
tank. Bro, maybe.
You guys, maybe turn your mic down a little bit. I don't know what happened.
Bro, it's so down.
All right, sounds better now.
Oh my God, yeah. I forgot I had to mute myself.
All right, welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. Brought to you at the Old City Sports Network, as always. 5 weeks in the books. We continue on to week 6. Richie in the chat showing some mad early love. Appreciate you being here, first one. For today's episode, we'll be doing a quick preview of Thursday Night Football, doing some cap or no cap, talking some rankings for the week, and wrapping up with our picks for each game. Trivia with Q and a quick beer review at the end, courtesy of Sterling Pig. Feel free to drop any start, sit questions, trade questions, whatever questions you got in the chat, and we'll try to get to them throughout the episode. But let's get right into the preview of tonight's Thursday night football game. Broncos at the Chiefs. Could be a stinker. We shall see. Starting with the Broncos.
It's going to be a great game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Last year when the Chiefs and the Broncos played, both were one score games, mainly because the Chiefs were already up by like 50 at that point. But it could be high scoring.
Russ garbage time.
Yep.
Yeah, it could definitely be high scoring. We shall see. Hopefully Russ can get this offense moving. He's been quietly solid this year. QB8 on the season. Is he a top 12 option this week against the Chiefs? Oh, I forgot to put my
rankings. No, yep. I got him at 16.
You get my rankings every time.
Is better than the past year, so I think they are a real defense. I don't know where I have. Let me check. I have him at 14. So not top 10, but
yeah,
top 12.
I've got him at 14 as well. I think he's just a nice bye week fill-in option again this week. He's probably picked up in your league if I had to guess, but if you need someone to start this week, I think he's a decent option for sure.
Indubitably.
I've been rocking out with Russ since I lost Aaron Rodgers.
Rocking out with Russ. That's crazy. But he's been solid. I mean, he's got you QB8 at this point, so you can't be complaining too bad. Moving on to the running backs for the Broncos, Javonte Williams is back in the lineup and will have no limitations, but he kind of has struggled thus far this season. Are we trusting him this week? Where did we rank him?
Hell no, not trusting. They're going to be throwing the whole time.
Yeah, I think they are going to be throwing a ton, but I still think he's like considered like a flex option, like just based on volume and running backs in general. I got him at 28. I'm right there with you, Matt. I think he's not the RB2 yet that we've seen. I want to see more still.
Yeah, can he please have a good game? Because you guys have been gassing him up for years.
I've been gassing him up, but this year
I've seen him have a good game. The Bulldozer, Matt's nickname for him.
He's boob.
Because right. Watch his highlights. He's a bulldozer.
I want to watch him make a highlight today.
He's going to be on angry runs come next week. Just you
stop.
Wait and see.
Stop.
Better be in the end zone.
Better be. We need some Javonte in our lives. Hopefully his breakout game is tonight. Moving on to the pass catchers, how did you rank Judy and Sutton after a pretty bad game from Sutton this past week?
Sutton at 35, Judy at 42.
Judy 37, Sutton 40.
Judy 34, Sutton 39.
What has Judy shown you that he's better than Sutton?
It's like 11.
It's just a toss-up.
Okay, and look at Sutton's previous four.
I agree. I like Sutton more.
I think Sutton versus McDuffie is going to be a little bit of a challenge for him. No name McDuffie's going to be
good.
He's been pretty solid this year. And we saw Sutton get completely shut down last week. So
yeah, it was Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, obviously McDuffie's a step down. I think Sutton will be fine, but that was just my rationale. I think Judy's going to be open over the middle, but we'll see. They want to trade Judy, so maybe they're going to try to make him look
good. Yes,
that's fine. Make it Sutton's team as it should be.
Shall see. For the Chiefs, Mahomes, Kelsey, obviously locked in must-start options. They're in your lineups. Don't have to question them. But how high did you rank Isaiah Pacheco, as he has been very solid the last few weeks?
Got him at 13, 11, 12.
Love him tonight. Well, you guys was hating on him before the season.
When?
I'll roll back. I'll go find the tape.
Run it back right now.
Someone find the clip. Yeah.
Chat, clip it.
Pacheco, definitely a low-end RB1 option, if not high-end RB2. Continue to roll him out there. Broncos defense stinks. Mm-hmm. Feel confident starting him. Historically, buns. What is up, Koa Micah? Is there any wide receiver on the Chiefs that you would consider starting, or are you still just avoiding all of these pass-catching options outside of Kelsey?
Hell no.
Don't do it.
I ain't starting none of them.
One of the eight will score.
I saw that.
Which one it will be.
Mecole Hardman was on the trade block. If they brought him back, he'd be a good fantasy piece, I think.
Stop. Just because he has
familiarity with the team.
He's mid.
I mean, he's literally the same as every guy.
He was literally so bad when he was there already. What's going to make him good now?
I don't know. Best of the eight?
Maybe, I guess. I think Rashee Rice would be the only one that I would even consider looking at just because he's been the red zone target of them. I think he's had a handful of red zone targets. Already has, I think he has a touchdown. He was also tackled at the one twice. So, if anyone, got to be him. But outside of that, I'm not trusting any of them. I would prefer not to start any of them. If you have any other questions on this game, feel free to drop them in the chat. We're going to move on to some cap or no cap. We do have a question in the chat. Start two running backs, one flex, Saquon Barkley, Breece Hall, Isaiah Pacheco, Alvin Kamara, and Zach Moss and Jacoby Myers.
Is Saquon going to be on like any type of pitch count? Does anybody know?
I think I'm starting him anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm starting Saquon no matter what. I think I'm starting Pacheco as well in the RB2. Yep. And then flex is a toss-up between Breece and Kamara. That one's a little bit close.
I think I'm starting Kamara. Yeah, Breece is playing Kamara. The Birds, who currently rank number one against the run.
Yeah, I've got Kamara 14, Breece at 17. I think Kamara's the flex. Jacoby Myers has also been solid, but I think he's going to be a little bit up and down. Davante Adams was silent last week, so I see him getting
he was hurt,
getting some more work this week.
Get him a quarterback,
please. Trade. All right, let's do cap or no cap. Starting with, despite the inconsistent play the last few weeks, Devontae Smith should still be considered a top 12 wide receiver.
Cap.
At 16.
No, I have him at 16.
Y'all sleep.
I have him at 19.
Oh my god, y'all beat Smitty. I have him at 12. Do you have?
Okay, you only did that so you could be the only one saying no cap.
I moved him up because I thought he was that good. I thought y'all would move him up too. I like the matchup versus the Jets. They've been beat, and he's obviously not going to get Sauce treatment. And I think Sauce is still banged up anyways. Is Sauce playing in this game? I saw he was banged up after the game last week.
He's still getting fried anyway.
Smitty due for a big game. I'm trusting Smitty. Top 12 option. He's still elite.
Don't hate it.
Next one here. Joe Burrow played well enough last week to now be considered a top 10 quarterback this week. Cap or no cap?
Cap. He's actually not back.
Yeah.
I'm not 13. Buying it.
I have him at 10, but I could easily move a couple people above him. But for now,
said,
no cap.
I'm saying cap. I got him at 12. I think at best he's in that low end QB one tier, and I'm not like I just need to see it again. Burrow's still playing with that injury. I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, but he gets T back this week, hopefully.
Hopefully, but he had T the Nobody first few weeks. Hopefully.
I don't think that really even matters.
Hey, listen, got to look at the bright side. Can't find negative it all the time.
We'll see. Next one here, Jonathan Taylor and Zach Moss, both startable low-end RB2s until we see JT fully take the backfield over. Cap or no cap?
No cap. I had ranked next to each other.
Don't take the sissy way out.
Yeah, right, he always does.
I'll put one person in between them. What?
Where's Matt got him with the JT loaf?
Let me see. JT, I have it 22. Zach Moss, I have it 25.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. JT 23, Zach Moss 26. So
you still have JT over Moss, bro?
I have to, bro. I'm just a believer. It's only a matter of time
before he just takes over.
JT's first game last week. They're going to get him more snaps this week. I think it's going to be closer to 50-50. And then as it continues, it's going to eventually be like 70-30. Zach Moss has probably carved out a 30% snap share at this point. But JT will dominate this John here. We have the perfect evolution of beard growth.
I feel like someone said that.
I think we did.
It was probably him or her. Or
probably they. Was.
Q with the no beard, and then T-God's me, and maybe T-God's is a little bit longer than I am.
It's longer, but definitely not fuller. It's definitely not fuller.
So funny, Q.
T-God's are longer than Sean.
Next one, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua are both top 10 wide receiver options this week. Cap or
nope.
No cap?
Cap.
No kids.
Eating me?
Yeah.
No cap. I ranked them next to each other.
Q, how high did you put Puka?
I put him at 7.
7. Did you rank him over Kupp?
No, I did. I'm respectful. I know Kupp's good.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can't deny Puka's not top 10.
Yeah. No, I have Puka at 9. I have Kupp at 5. So I'm right there with you. Both top 10 options for sure. What defense should I pick up, Raiders or the Dolphins?
Who do the Dolphins play?
I think they play the Giants. Yes.
Didn't they play the Giants last week?
Oh, wait. No, yeah. They don't.
Raiders play the
Patriots. They play the Titans, I think.
That's the Ravens. Dolphins play the Panthers. Please pick up the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless Andy Dalton
some
starts.
Shit show.
I think the we'll talk about the Patriots-Raiders game later, but it should be an interesting one. Next one I have here is the last one. With Justin Jefferson injured, Jordan Addison should now be considered a top 24 wide receiver on a weekly ranking basis. Cap or no cap?
Cap.
I'd say no cap.
I'm going to say cap. I got him at 27. Wow. We'll just want to see it before I trust it. Now he's going to have to play the top corner on defenses. Justin Jefferson's not going to take away all of that.
You mean KJ?
About KJ.
Space. Oh yeah, KJ Osborne. He's gonna really scare him off. Nah, Jordan Addison. I just want to see it before I'm fully all the way in. But yeah, that's it for cap or no cap. One more question before we do today's sponsor. A-Chain on IR. Gibbs probably not playing. Do I start Roshan Johnson if he clears, or Jaleel McLaughlin, Antonio Gibson, Tyjae Spears? I would say Roshan Johnson. If he does clear for sure, just because I think he's going to get the majority of the work in that backfield. Yeah. If not, definitely Spears out of those three. Because if you have to start McLaughlin, you'd have to start him tonight. So I would not want to make that decision tonight.
No.
Wait till the weekend. All right. Today's sponsor, Fanatics. We have reached week 6 of the NFL season, and maybe you did get yourself that new jersey, but time to get yourself another jersey or t-shirt for the player carrying your fantasy team. We are partnered with Fanatics this season. Time to get yourself that jersey. Go to the link in our bio on all platforms. Take advantage of their sale going on right now. Use code GUARD to get 25% off your entire order. Go get that jersey or any merchandise to rep your squad or favorite player. Again, please use the link in our bio on all platforms. Helps us out a ton. Thank you. Go get yourself something nice.
Yeah.
There's a good week where we were running Fanatics dry when they gave out that code. Well, different situation, but.
Oh, yeah.
They had we had them working overtime.
Overtime. All right. Rankings breakdown. Let's get into it. Let's start with the quarterback position. I know you guys are tired of me talking about Justin Fields, but after 2 very good games back-to-back now, how high has he climbed in your ranks?
8.
I knew he was going to have him dummy low.
I got him at 7.
I also have him at 7.
I'm all in, baby. Got him at four. Oh, Justin Fields back inside the top five. What is up with it? He's back.
You're a madman.
We shall see if it.
He's coming right back down the earth.
Yeah, you can't be finishing top five with 15 completions.
He'll throw 15 more completions, and DJ Moore will have 200 more yards, baby.
That man will throw 30 passes or 30 completions.
We shall see. But yeah, Justin Fields obviously still QB1 option. Trevor Lawrence continues to put up pretty average performances. Have you moved him down in your rankings, or is he still a top 10 guy for you?
Top 10, definitely this week.
In there. I got him at 8.
I have him over Justin Fields.
I have him at 11.
Yeah, I'm at 10.
Okay, he's been pretty mid. Pretty freaking mid. Like, he's done nothing for where I'm like, I have to keep ranking him in the top 10 just based off his name. Like, he's throwing one touchdown a week. He's getting like 17 points. If he
Jags
starts,
are about to light up the Colts.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
Can they please come home from
that? Was his best game, but his best game is 21 points. Like, okay, good job, I guess.
Banana need to see the Trev
breakout.
He's tired of playing at 9:30 in the morning.
Yep. Yeah, he's definitely tired of that.
He's all fucked up.
But hopefully, back in the States, we'll see him bounce back. Obviously, still a QB1 option, but I'm tempering expectations at this point. Brock Purdy put on a clinic last week, but the Browns have had a very solid defense thus far. Is Purdy still a top 12-ish option this week? Where did you rank him?
Hell no. I have him at 20.
Nah, I got
him
at 14.
20 is Browns. 20 is disrespectful.
Browns D is scary.
Who's got him at 20? Browns only allowed three passing touchdowns on the year, though.
Okay, he'll be exposed this week. We were talking about when he's going to be exposed. Bro. Maybe the Eagles. It'll be.
Hope he gets exposed because I want the Eagles to get the number one seed.
The Niners are 1-7 or 1-6 against Jim Schwartz defenses. So he knows.
Ooh, Jim Schwartz. That's a good stat. I do have him at 13, though. I do still think just with all the weapons, he might be able to like literally hand the ball to Debo and he'll go 50 yards or dump it off to CMC. He'll go 50 yards. So
not Debo.
Debo was fine last week. Don't hate.
Not Debo.
Haters. Ayuk too. Sure. Ayuk and Kittle. And the whole offense that's elite.
Kittle. Juwan Jennings.
Either way, Purdy, low end QB1. Probably not the best matchup. If you have another option, I'd go elsewhere this week.
Wilson?
Maybe.
Like I'd start
Russell. I probably would.
I don't hate that. I have Brock
Burrow
one
over?
Spot over Russ.
Yeah, that's
so.
Burrow over Purdy?
Yeah.
That's what I have right Burrow. Now. Yeah.
Sam Wolfpack?
How?
Right now.
Yeah, no howl this week. I got him at 18.
I do love me some. Oh!
Moving on to the running backs. Sadly, A-Chain obviously goes down, is now on IR. Hope he's able to come back right after 4 weeks. Are you trusting Raheem Mostert to pick up the slack as a top 12 option this week?
Yeah, I got him at 10.
But what if Jeff Wilson plays?
Yeah, he's not going to be
care.
A
I have
his first game play.
Or some Von Ahmed.
Stop. Most are still going to get like at least 50% of the snaps, which is plenty in this offense. I have him at 9. He's a top 10 option. Roll most out
he's running
there.
Against the Panthers.
I know. They stink. Monty just put 100 and a tutty on their head last week, and it could have been more.
Yeah. Goodness Jared Goff had a vulture. Thank God.
A big vulture. But yeah, gotta love Mostert this week. Tajay Spears for the Titans looked to have the hot hand last week. How did you rank him and D-Hen heading into this week?
Still D-Hen.
Oh, yeah. By a large margin.
Got I have D-Hen at 37. I have D-Hen at 16.
Yeah.
Tajay Spears ain't cracking the top 25 anytime soon.
It's the first time in a while I don't have D-Hen like set top it and forget eight. It. Top 8.
Yeah.
Why is he so mid?
Just makes me nervous.
Fucking team. The team sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Can't wait
till
they tie the Falcons.
But yeah, Spears more of a flex at best.
No, not this week.
It might be this week.
Is it?
Wait, who is it? Titans, Falcons? I think that's next week.
Next week, yeah.
I really hope they tie. It'd be so funny. Be an insane prediction. You got to bet it at least.
Money on it, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's always like plus 4,000 for the game to tie or whatever.
Put a dollar on it.
Worth. Sam, I'm not answering that. Start 3. DeAndre Hopkins, DK Metcalf, Curtis Samuel, Josh Palmer, Josh Downs, Michael Wilson, Drake London, and Amari Demarcado. Well, obviously, I think you got to start D-Hop and DK. Those two are locks. Then it's between, for me,
Palmer. I would start Downs, the top London. Row of the people. Or three of the top, it's three of the four on the top. Oh, not Curtis Samuel. Never mind. D-Hop, DK, Josh Palmer, I'd go.
No, I wouldn't go Palmer.
Palmer or London.
That's one.
I don't hate Curtis Samuel.
He's their leading receiver.
He's nice.
He's all right.
Or at least has been their leading receiver.
It's better than London.
Josh Downs, low key juicy. That's my start of the week if we're spoiling. So
we're not. Sorry.
I'm currently spoiling. Josh Downs is juicy. I would consider him for sure. When he's played with Minshew, he has been rock solid. But yeah, if you want to go like safer route, it's Palmer or London. But Josh Downs is my long shot this week for sure. All right, moving on. Brian Robinson had a quiet night versus the Bears after being expected for a huge game. Can we expect a solid bounce back performance versus the Falcons, or did you lower him in your ranks?
I definitely lowered him. That shit hurt.
One. But it was like, who expected the fucking game to go that way?
Only me, the dude who bet Bears money line. Q said it was a donation to Mr. Vegas.
So yeah. I rode that John with you, Sean.
Hey, okay.
Not the bet, but on our game picks.
Oh yeah, you did.
You did drop B Rob. Do I start B Rob or Javonte though?
B Rob. You kind of have to, but Javonte, like, it could be the week, but that's a risky play to go on, especially on Thursday.
They're going
to
be down the whole game.
Yeah, I got B-Rob at 20. I think he's still a solid option, but definitely not near the top 12 like he was last week.
Yep.
May not be there unless we see that again.
Yep.
Last running back question. Ramondre Stevenson. This man looked as bad as it could be last week. Where did you rank him in this now favorable matchup versus the Raiders?
20.
Yeah, I still got him down a wee bit. I got him at 23.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with him, though.
I don't like him.
Yeah, I've got him.
Show me something.
19. I think this is like the last. Like, all right, Ramondre's got to bounce back this week. I just like the Patriots this week. I think they have to bounce back after putting up three points combined the last 2 weeks. Bill Belichick versus Josh McDaniels, dude. He can't go down to Josh McDaniels. Can't do it.
Josh is better.
No shot. Josh is awful.
He's the mastermind behind the Super Bowls.
I hate Q's guts. Start Damian Pierce or Courtland Sutton. Scared of Sutton, to be honest, but Damian isn't a much better option.
You're damn right.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about Sutton, but I'm Sutton out of those two. Damian Pierce has been pretty mid. So
Russ going to be slinging it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's ride.
Roll
Sutton. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
All right, moving on to wide receivers. Calvin Ridley finally became a major piece of this Jags offense after we tried to write him off. How did you rank him and Christian Kirk for this week?
I got Ridley at 13.
I've been 12.
Kirk 23.
I've been 12.
And I've been 22.
I've covered 22. All the way back in on Ridley after one solid week.
I mean, look who's playing the team. He just cooked on week one.
Yep.
I got Kirk.
History repeats itself.
16, Ridley at 17. I still have Kirk over. Who's been better this year?
Is it even really like it's over if it's just like...
I mean, they're basically the same. Solid wide receiver two for me. Lock them in. Start them both. They're both
really going to banana land.
I hope so. Zay Flowers has been a decent flex option, but has been kind of lacking the boom week in and week out. Has the lack of this boom trickled into your ranks? Where did you rank him?
Yeah,
I'm all the way down at 29.
Same.
Whoa.
I got him at 28, SARS. Can't lock
him
in.
Oh, you got to move him.
Wow.
I don't know.
Are you moving ahead of him?
I don't know if I want to move anyone ahead of him. Maybe Garrett.
Garrett.
All right, Garrett's 28. Zay's at 29.
Lock it in.
Zay Flowers, solid flex. He'll be 29th this week, which probably puts up what he's been doing anyways. So
right.
Maybe the boom's not coming.
It's fitting.
Yeah, he's been a solid flex. Continue to roll him out there. Keep those expectations.
Why does Fantasy Pros have Amon at 27?
I guess because he was banged up. I moved him up to 10.
Well, why don't we look in a realistic world?
I guess, idiots. I don't know. Yeah, insane. Amari Cooper back this week, but it seems like Sean Watson may need to sit another game. Still to be determined there, but PJ Walker was elevated. Are we trusting Coop this week, no matter who the QB is?
No.
Nope. Fuck no, baby. Yeah. I got him at 31.
Me too.
32, sorry.
They should buy. People should buy low on him, though, because after this week, his schedule is pretty juicy, and when D Watt's back, he'll be as good as he was before the bye. So,
but yeah, low to me
awful this week. I don't know. Do I trust Puka that much?
Yeah.
I feel like at this point I have
to. I feel like you have to. You're all in on Puka. Come on. Do I trust Puka this much? Yeah. Amari Cooper, great buy low option. Not a great flex option this week. Low end flex.
PJ Walker, though. Is he going to be fantasy
PJ
relevant?
Could feed him, but it is the Niners, so I don't know.
As long as he's better than DTR, DTLR, whatever his name is.
He's got to be better than DTR.
Any DTLR. That dude's shoe fucking store.
Gabe Davis scored a touchdown in now four straight weeks, but has not gotten a major target share. Have you moved him up in your weekly ranks or still outside your top 30?
Yeah, he's at 35.
Outside my top 30.
We know your tricks, Gabe.
We know
his tricks. He's going to get a lot of fantasy owners this week.
Yep.
Next.
Start with Richie.
Gabe Davis's number one fan is Vince, and I believe he is also benching him. So if that tells you anything, you can't trust Gabe Davis still. Got him at 35.
Yep.
For those out there, you don't know Vince, but he's Gabe Davis' number one fan. Mm-hmm. Write it in stone. Tight ends. George Kittle, Darren Waller, Dallas Goedert all had solid weeks this past week after struggling early on. Are we back to trusting these guys again in our ranks, or are we still a bit nervous on any of them?
Nervous on Waller, for surely.
Agreed.
And that's about it.
I'm never trusting Kittle. I'm starting to
have it all ranked together.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8.
I don't have Waller that high. I've got Kittle 6, Goddard 8, Waller 10.
I probably should move Waller to like Kittle 32 5, Goddard, because 7, Daniel's not throwing the ball. Or Tyrod is not going to be able to throw the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're all startable options, but Kittle, Goddard feel more comfortable. Waller still a bit nervous just because the Giants are booty, butt cheeks.
Yep.
Logan Thomas, quietly been consistent for the Commanders. Are we trusting him this week as a top 12 option?
Yeah, I got him at 10.
Yeah.
That man was getting fed last Thursday.
Got him
at 9. He's another one that'll trick you and get hurt after a new week.
He's the new Jordan Reed.
We don't want him to get hurt, but unfortunately, that's his life.
He kind of is the new Jordan Reed.
Like, exactly.
Like, the injuries and everything.
Washington.
Same team.
Washington tight end trend.
Jordan Reed was so nice, though. Or like when he was healthy, he was like a monster. But then he was like, "Oh, he'd only play like two games."
He came back to life in the Niners for one day.
I remember that too.
He just was like half life.
Yeah,
Jordan Matthews.
Any Jordan Reed? All right, starts sits for the week. Q. Who is your start of the week this week?
I had a pivot because I didn't see Matt had my first start, but my start of the week is his teammate. I'm going to go Jordan Addison against the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears have allowed the third most touchdowns to receivers and giving top three in yards to receivers. So no J. Jeff as well. I didn't even bring that. That's probably the most important point. But Jordan Addison and KJ Osborne, for that matter, should be excellent starts this week.
Can I just piggyback off Q because he just stole all my points? My start of the week is that man's quarterback, Kirk Cousins. For all the reasons Q just said, they are horrible against the pass. The Bears, that is. So I see Kirk not having J. Jeff, not really a problem. I mean, we saw Addison have his flashes and still got Hawk, and KJ should suffice in the wide receiver two role. So I like Kirk a lot this week.
Yes, sir. Agree. T-Gods, go for it. I like this
one. My start, I mean, it's a bit biased, I guess, because I do have him and I do have to start him this week. But Jerick McKinnon. Ooh. They're going to be up the whole game. They're going to let him get a little bit of fun going. And last year, the two games that they played Denver, McKinnon had two touchdowns in both. I'm just, if you want to throw five on it.
Two tutties incoming. Yes.
My God.
You know what?
Ritz.
I'm riding it. So
I like it. Jerick McKinnon. Big game incoming. My start of the week, already spoiled it like 10 minutes ago, but it is Josh Downs at the Jags. Jags D has been a bit better of late, but Josh Downs has been old reliable for Gardner Minshew when he's been in the games. In the two games where Minshew played the majority of the game at QB, Downs has 14 catches on 18 targets for 154 yards. He's also still looking for his first career touchdown. I think it could come this week. Love me some Josh Downs this week. Gator, you're a little bit late. We already touched on this. Zach Moss.
Chubb's done.
For this week, probably will be closer to 50-50. But JT, it's only a matter of time before JT takes over the backfield. All right, sits of the week. Back to the top, Q, what do we got?
My sit of the week, playing tonight, so please get him out of your lineup. This isn't a cautious, just take him out. Jerry Jeudy, he's been very stinky. very low floor, very low ceiling, as we've seen in the past 4 weeks. Chiefs have given up just four touchdowns to wide receivers, maybe to everyone who catches the football, and in top 10 for points allowed to the position. I'd like Sutton a lot more. He will not fit this criteria. So please sit Jerry Jeudy.
Biased ass sit. Just want to see Sutton succeed. T-God, staying in the same game.
Same game, yes. Tonight, Javonte Williams is a must sit for me. We're what, Matt?
Chad.
Me too.
Are you going to disagree? Starting.
No.
Kansas City, seventh against the run. They're going to be up the whole game, I think. Javonte has not played over 45% of the snaps in any of the games this year. He's been bad. He is bad. He's a bad running back. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't want to believe that, but
I'm not believing it yet. I still have faith in my boy.
All right.
We'll see. But I do agree. It is definitely a risky start tonight for sure. I like the sit call. Matt, sit. What do we got?
I'm going to go with Amari Cooper. We kind of hinted on this, but obviously D. Watt's not 100%, even if he plays, and if not, either of the backups aren't that much better of an option. And the matchup is scary. The 49ers, who are like top 12 against the pass, I believe, and only allowed 5 passing touchdowns throughout the first 5 weeks. So not looking promising for Coop. Definitely better days ahead, but rather better kept on benches this week.
I like that as well. My sit of the week, old reliable, Kyle Pitts, baby. Sit him again. A warning to all Kyle Pitts owners to think for a second before buying back in after one solid game. Commanders are quietly top 10 against tight ends. Ritter is not throwing for 300 yards in back-to-back games. Pitts is talented. I hope I'm wrong. As I have been hoping for 3 years on Kyle Pitts. But you cannot trust him in your fantasy lineups. You have been officially warned.
Yep.
A couple questions before we get to our game picks. Would you trade Derek Carr and Josh Downs for Jacoby Myers? 20-man PPR. The guy has no backup QB.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think as much as I love Josh Downs this week, he is still a rookie, still a lot of risk, and Myers has been very solid when he's been on the field. As long as
20 man.
Yeah, 20 man's insane.
You're not going to acknowledge that.
Yeah, insane. But if you already have a good starter, I wouldn't be worried about Derek Carr.
I wish Jacoby started on the Raiders because I'd look at him a lot differently than when he was on the Patriots. He's good now.
He is good. Very solid.
He just was never a one.
D-Bot just officially ruled out.
Nope. Yikes. PJ Walker season, baby.
He's about to get beat.
5 KC lineup.
Beat up.
I don't understand what that means.
I feel like that was a joke.
Okay. Just making
sure. He's going to get you to say something you don't want to say.
No. Also, do you start Jeff Wilson this week? Hell to the no.
Would you start Jeff Wilson
Curtis
Jr.
Samuel?
Yeah, don't please. Start Jeff Wilson Sr.
Please roll. Jeff Wilson Sr. Yeah, please. Pops. Please start Curtis Samuel. 20-man team. This is what it looks like in a 20-man league. Russ, JT, Aaron Jones, Tyreek, Christian Kirk, Kmet, Josh Downs. I mean, this seems disgusting.
It's like a 12-team league.
Yeah, it would be good with Jacoby Myers instead of Josh Downs.
Yeah, 100%. That's a very solid flex. Do that trade if you can do it. All right, game picks.
Woo-wee!
Let's pick our games. T-God's unfortunately falling to last 47.
So bad. I'm so bad.
He's back, though. He's back this week. T-God's back.
Thank you.
I am all the way up, 50, tied with Matt now in second. Q still holding down the fort at the top at 52.
I'm good.
You must be because you're at the top. All right, let's pick the games this week. Let me pull them up. Picks starting with Thursday Night Football tonight. Broncos at the Chiefs. Anyone feeling bold?
No.
Yeah. Not me.
No.
Yeah, no. I am picking the Chiefs.
Especially Broncos winning an Arrowhead. Never heard of it.
Yeah, no chance. The London game. Ravens at the Titans. We got
sick of this shit.
Oh, I want to pick the Titans so bad.
No, I'm picking the Ravens.
Do it, because I'm 0-5 on Titans games, and I am picking the Ravens.
I'm picking the
Ravens. Oh, no.
Shit. I'm taking the Ravens. I don't care. Sean's breaking
the curse. Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens. Sean is
breaking the curse. Break the curse. Break the curse.
I'll take the Titans.
You better take them in picks, too.
50-50.
All right, I can't keep taking Q's.
I can't lose.
Can't keep taking Q's standings from Picks League then, because then he's lower on the pod. Panthers at the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Might be another 70,
this
20
might,
game.
Like, I would put my whole bank account on this game.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Once and you did like you $4.
Colts at the Jags.
Jags.
Jaguars.
Love Minshew, but give me the Jags.
Yep.
See, like, I want to...
Getting cute. I like it.
Give me the Colts, man.
Oh! Is JT running rampant?
He could run rampant. Jags are coming off a huge win. Could fall apart. Vikings at the Bears. Who we got?
Ooh,
Vikings.
Give me the. You already know I'm taking the Bears, baby. Go Bears. Go Bears.
Yeah, me too. I'm taking the Bears.
All right.
I have Bears picked in picks.
This game's for J. Jeff.
You saying it, Matt? Or are you doing the Q?
I'm going Bears. Sticking to my guns.
Q by himself on Vikings Island.
I'll still root for Kirk with you, Q. Don't worry.
Saints at the Texans.
Yeah.
I knew Olave's status.
I'm still taking the Saints.
Yeah.
Okay.
MT Saints. Gonna go dummy. Not.
See, I want to get juicy again. I really do. The Texans easily have a chance to win this game.
100%. I mean, the spread I think is one in favor of the Saints.
Give me the Texans, man. Give me the Texans.
Jax Rez, see that in the chat. We'll get back to you after our picks.
Wait, why are you spamming that message?
Yeah, that's why I'm letting him know that we'll get to it in a second. T-God's taking the Texans. Niners at the Browns.
Niners. But yeah, remember the stat. Maybe the Browns somehow pull one out defensively. Good. They'll lose because of their offense, not their defense.
Niners.
Oh, Niners, no P.J. Walker bias? Again. No PJ Walker buys?
No, not in this one, bud. Not in this one. Give me the Niners. Niners versus backup QB is bugs.
AFL or XFL champ. MVP or whatever.
He is a GOAT. He is the GOAT. Seahawks at the Bengals.
I'm thinking the Seahawks off the bye.
Me too. Give me the Seahawks. Yeah,
Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm switching Seahawks.
Oh my God, they just sweep the Seahawks.
No way.
As dogs.
Bengals.
I thought I was going to be the only one.
I thought it was going to be like 2-2. But we're all still believers that the Bengals are frauds.
They surely are.
Commanders at the Falcons.
I'm going with the Commanders.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bring in Taylor Falcons. Heineke, so then it's a tiny Taylor Heineke revenge game.
Desmond Ritter's never lost at home in college or NFL.
Yeah, well, he fucking stinks.
Never lost.
He's so bad. I don't
never
care.
Lost at home.
Sam Howell clears.
He's my most hated football player, I think. I hate him.
Well, then he I'm might on Falcons be the Island by
oh,
myself.
Oh, yeah, he's ugly. Uglier than Christian Kirk.
Oh, and that's bad.
Patriots at the Raiders. Who we got?
Raiders.
Raiders.
Pick him, Sean.
Patriots. Oh, I'm my God. All Belichick's not losing to McDaniels, bro. I don't care how bad it's been. He's not losing. He's not losing. He's not losing. He's not losing.
It's the whole right. team.
I don't care. He's not losing.
Billy
this, this one's personal. This one's Matt personal. Jones he's not so losing. Mad. He refuses.
Belichick can't play himself.
He might. He might. He literally might suit up at QB. He'll be better than Mac Jones.
Like the longest yard.
Yeah. Back-to-back picks on an island. Could be a bad week for me. Cardinals at the Rams.
Rams.
Island it again, Sean. I dare you.
Never. Give me the Rams.
I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah. I'm not that cute.
Puka Doncic.
Lions at the Bucks.
Give me the Lions.
Lions.
Dude, easy Lions. I kind of wanted to
Mike Evans Bucks, might be
my,
out.
My brain is telling me you have to take the Lions, so I'm taking the Lions.
Easily.
Mike's out, possibly.
Yeah. Give me the Lions. They've been solid. Yep. Birds at the Jets. Birds
go
birds. Go birds.
Monday, no, skip one. Sunday Night Football. Giants at the Bills.
Should have just
another clean
Bills.
Monday Night Football.
There's not even like a chance that they're an upset.
Yeah, not even close. Literally not even close. 1%
of people pick the Giants.
Yeah, Connor.
Yeah, probably.
We own Chargers.
Chargers as well.
Clean sweep. Chargers.
They choke every game.
They
man.
Do, but I'm taking them. Fuck the Cowboys. I'm
taking the Chargers. Fuck the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are so bad, though.
Dak is horrible. God. I don't even know if he's gonna like have any upgrade with how
all right. But clean sweep.
If there's any game the Cowboys can win, though, it's this game because Herbo is the least clutch quarterback in the
league. But Ecky back.
Just starts.
Herbo's still a monster.
Jax Rez. My running backs are loaded. Should I trade Saquon for Amon-Ra? Amari is his current wide receiver, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're loaded at running back, I don't hate that. I think that's fine. Like, how much more value can you get at wide receiver for Saquon? Like, Saquon's already banged up, too.
Yeah, that's elite value. That's insane value for
Saquon. In our league, we had, Saquon for Adams straight up? Like, I think Amon-Ra is right there in that. Maybe a slight tick below Addy.
That's like two ticks.
All right, two ticks, I guess. All right, if you were ranking right wide receivers the rest of the year, Addy would be like 7. Amon-Ra would be like 9 at worst.
I probably have Amon-Ra at like 6.
Yeah, like I think it's pretty close.
One tick.
Yeah, I would do it. Do it up.
Give or take. Give or take.
Dude, do we have some trivia?
We do.
All right. Say less.
We have a Madden rating team. And then a regular trivia question. Regular trivia question.
Yay!
I made sure this one wasn't easy.
Okay.
All right. Let me put it in the chat.
Okay.
Okay, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. So here's the complete lineup. Well, outside of linemen, of course.
Oh, my God.
This
so
team
easy.
Is ass.
See, I said so easy right off the so bat. Easy.
Put it in the chat as well so
the only
everyone can play along.
Said he made sure it wasn't easy. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. QB.
Very mid team.
This team bites.
The only good person on the team is good our receiver. One.
Yeah.
I feel like who I want to guess, we already had.
The team's overall is a 73.
And this...
Okay, so this team stinks.
This isn't like with injuries or anything, right?
This is as of today, like an hour ago.
Okay, so like the roster as of today. So this could include injuries.
Well, the players, what do you mean? The players that are showing right now.
Yes, I'm saying like if like the QB's out for the season, the starting quarterback's not going to count, correct?
The starting quarterback is a 79.
Their RB1 is a 72.
Okay.
Indeed.
So like if this was the Jets, this wouldn't be Zach Wilson's rating. It would still be Aaron Rodgers.
No, it would be whoever's starting today.
Okay, so it would be Zach Wilson. That's the question. Just confirming.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, who the fuck is this?
What running back is that bad?
Yeah, that's a bad running
game. I have an idea, but I feel like we already had that team.
Maybe we did. I don't remember. I can't remember.
You said, here's a hard one. One he already gave us. We still can't get it.
I think I got it.
Chill. Slow down.
Sorry.
No,
I'm just kidding. Teams.
I can't think of anybody.
It's his first time in at watching the pod.
In the disrespectful.
Hates us.
Bro, I think.
Bro, who's that good?
Who's that good?
What is this, brother? Brother, what is this?
Madden, bro, Madden, it's not really who's really that good. It's who Madden says is that good.
I know.
Yeah, the ratings are definitely a little off.
This shit is hard.
I can't. I've went through like every team in my brain. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you have about 30 seconds.
Sheesh.
I really think I have it, dude.
What teams are you on a bye this week?
Steelers and I forget who else. Oh, Packers.
The Pack. Well, I got it. I think I got it.
I have no clue.
I think I got it.
Well, did you write somebody?
No.
I hope I got it.
You all have an answer?
I do.
T Gods? I mean, Matt?
Sure.
All right. Who do you guys think it is?
I said the Browns.
Browns.
I said the Rams.
I was thinking that.
Well, who'd you put?
I had the Raiders, but then I'm like, Josh Jacobs is not a fucking 72.
Yeah. It is, in fact, the Rams.
Yeah, baby.
With disrespect to
who's a 72?
Kyren.
Kyren's a 72.
Yeah. And Puka's a 75. That's insane too. But
and Staff is a 79.
Yeah. Higby's an 80. I think that's good.
Madden
for that.
Is trash.
Yeah, they depleted its staff after last year. Depleted my man's rating.
That's so bad.
Gotcha. Matt does have a new nice house.
Thank you.
I am stupid, bro.
It's Airbnb.
Has like an 87, bro.
Okay, I do have an actual trivia question.
All right. While you're pulling that up, would you trade Javonte for Jerome Ford?
Fuck no.
I would say no.
Do you want the 75 in
mind? Yeah, I just looked it up. All right.
That's awful, too.
Or would
He's
you trade
bad,
Condon and Miles around. Sanders for Kyren?
Condon's kind of just like a bone.
Yeah, so I don't really. It's Sanders for Kyren, and I think you at this point, like as much as I liked Miles Sanders early, I think I would do that.
I think you'd do it.
Yeah, I think you pull the brain. Reading
pull the brain.
I don't know what I'm saying. Pull the trigger on that one.
Pull the brain.
Ready for the trivia?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here it is.
Sam Darnold.
Kansas City plays Denver tonight. Kansas City has won 15 games in a row against the Broncos. What is the only other current team that has won its last 15 games against an opponent? It's an AFC team.
I got to pull up the AFC teams.
15 in a row against their opponent.
And it's an AFC team. So
this week?
No. They do not play them this week.
Okay. I was so confused by that.
This
question.
Week?
I was so confused.
And it's history.
No, like, are they playing this week who they've beaten 15 times?
So I get, they're in the same division, I'm assuming.
In the same division, yes.
Yeah.
And AFC.
And yeah, it's
beat
not
them
the Chiefs,
times,
correct?
15 times in a row this week.
Okay. Is it a current record?
No, it's definitely not. Actually, let me see. I don't think it is. I think they played already.
All right, then I have. If it's not current,
what the fuck?
I think I know what I want to say.
I have my answer written down.
Let's see.
If it's not current, if it's current, that changes things.
It is current.
Yikes! I might still hold my answer,
which is insane.
I'm holding.
Can't change. Matt, looking for the AFC standings right now.
Fucking right I am. Alright, fuck it. I'm just going with it. I have my answer written down.
Alright. The Patriots have won their last 15 against the Jets.
Yeah, baby! Easy.
I got it, guys.
The last 3 years, how have they lost to the Jets?
Streak's breaking this year.
So far,
Jets are winning.
What jersey is that back there, Q?
Oh, that's just a blanket.
Oh. Did kind of look like a jersey folded up.
My Garrett Wilson Secret Santa jersey.
Ooh, yeah, kind of spot that joint.
It's in the mail.
Who do we think is going to perform the best in the KC game?
Cortland Sutton.
No way.
Pacheco.
Travis Kelce.
definitely not Travis Kelce.
Taylor
Swift will be there tonight.
Russell Wilson's an insane take. Insane take. All right. That is it for Trivia Q, right?
Indeed.
So let's do this quick beer review before we get out of here, courtesy of Sterling Pig.
Beer.
This John's going to taste quite delectable.
Okay, so compared to the other beer, artwork, 10 out of 10.
Any 10 out of 10 compared to the other one. I mean, I like the little piggy.
This one
any
is definitely
hate
nicer.
Than love.
The Technicolor Haze.
Yeah, name, not a 10 out of 10.
I feel like I'm not a huge IPA guy, so I feel like this is going to be a...
Oh, yeah, this is going to be like...
an IPA.
I can already smell it.
Extra hops.
Yeah.
Ooh,
smells like cut grass.
Cut grass is crazy.
All right, it's not bad.
Be honest. Don't lie.
It's actually not as awful as I would expect.
It's not.
I kind of like this one better than the last one.
No way.
I think so.
Wait, this is 6.7%, so it's stronger.
I found out when the shote was flat and warm, it tasted like Miller. It tasted exactly like Miller.
That's funny. And he not having it in the fridge.
Well, I took the sip and I forgot it was on my desk when I left.
Schultz exposed.
No, I just put it up too.
And?
Q drinks wet. Not the and. Yeah, I think it's pretty good, I guess. What would you rate it?
I'll give it a... I forget what I gave this shote. I don't want to give this one
a 7.6.
I'm giving this one a 5.3.
What?
I do not like this one.
I'm going 7 flat.
5.3. Poundability?
Poundability.
If I was
like
holding
a 6.
If I could hold my nose, it would be...
Poundability is like a 3.2, dude. I can't pound this thing.
Oh.
I mean, it's all right. Like, it's not bad. Like, I could drink this whole beer and be fine. I wouldn't want more than like one or two of these, but I'm trying to pound it. Like, I'm not pounding this.
Throw from the smell.
I think it's pretty tasty.
I mean, it does. Like, the taste isn't bad. It's not bad.
I think I'm feeling already.
Oh my God. Q's bombed. question from Schultz. Assuming Jahmyr Gibbs starts, do you start Rashad White over him this week?
Yes.
Indeed. Because they hate Rashad. I mean, they hate Gibbs.
Yeah, they hate Gibbs.
Why, though? I don't. So frustrating.
Rashad's still getting the volume. So as long as Rashad's getting the volume, he's a mid RB2, maybe low end RB2. Pretty mid, but Gibbs even more mid. So start.
Oh, God. Aftertaste burp is nasty. It tastes like the smell.
Freshly cut.
Thank you, Sterling Pig, for here.
Yeah, so thank you.
We will definitely drink this. Much appreciated. Got another one. I'm probably going to drink it anyways. Does not matter. But that's it for the episode for the week 6 preview. We will be back next week with our week 6 recap and week 7 preview. John said, you can't even look up after.
I can't look at my phone.
He's hurting. Oh, I can't finish the episode.
Can we get sponsored by Buzzball?
Now that would be wild. You'd be pounding Buzzball.
I'd be buzzing every episode.
10, 10, 10.
Again, if you are interested in using Fanatics, please go to the link in our bio on all platforms. Take advantage of the current sale going on using code GUARD, 25% off your entire order. We also are part of the Old City Sports Network. Ton of good podcast sponsors, including newest one, SeatGeek. Use code Old City Sports Network. Get $20 off your first event. That's Old City Sports Network, OLDE, not just OLD. So get out to a game. Also, obviously, like I mentioned, ton of good sponsors, including Sterling Pig Brewery. Check it out in media. But that's it. Follow us on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, wherever. Good luck this week in week 6. Peace out.